Action! Yay. Action! Hello!
Hey! Call an action.
Hello, no everyone. Problem. Welcome. This is the Mega 64 podcast, and I'm going to say it. This is probably the best lineup we've ever had on the Mega 64 podcast.
It's a good show. Finally. Yeah.
We are finally all here. We got Garrett to that's my left, I believe.
Holy right? shit. Are is you that my fucking right? kidding me?
Stage right. Flopped. Stage right. We have all the way at the end, we got Kevin. And then right next to me, so close I could grab him if I so chose, our dear friend Eric Bedour, special guest, is here today.
I just flew in. You can see my luggage directly below me. I haven't had a chance to drop it off. Kevin, please be careful. There's a lot of luggage down here, and I'm also right here in person. So thank you so much.
In person, and don't touch that luggage.
What? Yeah. Okay, this luggage, I won't touch it. Don't worry.
Kevin, stop.
Kevin, don't point to it because your hand disappears. It ruins the whole illusion.
Is that just you fly with one carry-on?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all they'll let you
fly with. Well, how much do you fly with?
Oh, I check.
You don't.
Yeah, I check. I got wardrobes.
Watching Garrett pack for a trip is so mind-numbing. Like, I just, zone out looking at it. He has 1,000 pockets for 1,000 things, but they each have its own place, and it's just such a nightmare. It's like...
It's a very military-style organization technique, okay?
Yeah, it's a military backpack, so...
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Surplus is cheap and easy.
I don't know, but it's a whole thing. Anyways.
Does the military let you carry a knife and two DSs in your pockets? Is that like a thing or what?
You learn that over in BUDS.
What's
SEAL team training? They carry the two DS.
It's called BUDS?
It's called dual DS wielding.
Dual screen, dual wielding?
Yeah.
Dual screen, dual wind.
Pick that up over in Miramar. Is this Stolen Valor, guys? Should I walk this?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think we can make troops, that a thing. Guys. I think Garrett does Stolen Valor.
Johnny, can you please bleep Garrett? I don't know why he would curse in the first 5 minutes. I don't know what kind of show he thinks this is, but...
Is that what this is?
Tables on me.
You said the S word, and I would never... In the first 5 minutes, I would never say that word.
Just the hard F is our problematic.
No, it's all of the words.
S is very...
Basically,
PG-13.
YouTube doesn't want you to talk in the first 5 minutes of your video, and if you can't do that, then no money...
I don't know.
But what? That's not a problem. Shut up. That's not a problem because we're live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mega64podcast, coming live and direct to you, the people who are giving money to the hype train. Choo-choo, everyone all aboard, and let's take it all the way to five, guys. Everyone's doing a great job, and everyone's doing great over at twitch.tv/Mega64podcast, and we sure do love you. Theme song.
Johnny, we're going to need you to make a new theme song because we have a new lineup.
All of it.
We got change all of it.
Take all those shuffle puffs out. This all needs to be fixed.
And I need you to also compose new music because that one is for the old theme song.
You know... Weird. Mm-hmm. We were like very prepared and ready to go live today. I think we were ready like 15 minutes before showtime.
Yeah.
I showed up here early. I got here like an hour early. Yeah. And Brian was already here. Eric was already seated in his chair.
Yeah, guys had everything ready. It's strange. Like, I don't know what the off element is that, you know, we're kind of so under the gun on other nights.
I do.
Here we were well prepared.
I can tell you.
Oh.
Maybe two elements.
Oh, I can't imagine what they are.
Do we know where our two Disneyland pimps are?
They're at Disneyland.
Probably Disneyland.
Reopened in
kissing
Florida.
Each other, you're spitting in each other's mouths, walking around eating a churro, all the cool stuff.
No way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Because I heard a Reddit conspiracy that they're not friends.
Is that true? Oh, well.
Well, I mean, this is going to make the whole Mega64/conspiracy chain go off the hook.
Yeah.
Is that how
I didn't
go?
like I didn't like anything in that topic. I thought all the jokes sucked. I didn't think any of them were funny. But the title, Derek and Rocco Should Fight, I was 100% on
board. Oh, I didn't actually see that. I need to look that up.
Everyone was like chuckleheading it and trying to be like, haha, get it. We're doing a funny joke. None of it was funny except for the title, Derek and Rocco Should Fight.
Well, gotta agree. I got to agree. I'll be there for that. Rocco's cool. Not here, so I feel like we are missing something. So I got this figure.
Oh, wow.
It is Trevor Hoffman celebrating being inducted to the Hall of Fame bobblehead. So
that's Trevor. Is it Trevor time?
It's Trevor time all the time.
If you stay full screen like that, can you walk that up to the camera so we can get a good shot? I mean, Rocco always shows up.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Can you do your karate stance all the way there too? Or can you do it back?
You see that? See how happy he is?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's Trevor time. Now,
do your stance.
What does that cost? We always ask.
Oh, gentlemen, do not discuss.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
I think it was free on free bobblehead day.
You think I got into that stadium for free, Kevin? No. That ticket was at least $10. So
it's a rare parking item.
So that's all the figs I got to show today. There was my figure.
When you go to a baseball game, you don't pay for parking.
Me?
I never pay for parking.
Oh, I know. I don't.
You find street parking?
I take the trolley.
Oh, yeah, you do. That's right.
I always park at Jenny's work.
Yep.
She moved buildings, though, and she's further away, but I still refuse. I'll walk the extra 15 blocks. I'm not paying.
I was going to say, Sean, that's not going to stop you. I mean, no. Boy. Chatfield will step over a dollar to pick up a nickel. That is, if I've ever seen one.
I'm with you, Sean, because I've only gone to the baseball games if they're a free ticket that I got through work that also came with a free parking pass. And I've turned down the free ticket if it didn't come with the free parking pass.
Jesus Christ, guys.
I do this thing where if I could see a way for something to be free, I'm going to do that thing. Like, I feel like, well, I'll save that money for something else later.
You're frugal.
So, if I have to get to the ballpark a half an hour early because I'm going to walk another half mile, I'll do it to save the
$20. Jump the fence, you don't have to pay to get in.
What's that?
You don't have to pay to get in, all that stuff.
Yeah.
What's the $20 going to get you, though? Like, what are you going to, you going to buy two hot dogs?
Chalupa.
Like, what's the...
No, Eric, I won't, because this is what I'll do. I'll go to Costco before and spend $1.50 on the hot dog, put it in my pocket. Yeah. But before you think I'm gross, because I'm not, what I do then is you take the Costco hot dog from your pocket, and then you use the condiments at the ballpark, so those are fresh.
Those are free.
That's not gross. Yeah. Then you eat a hot dog that costs $1.50. And you don't spend the $7 on the hot dog.
Smart.
And this is what it's like going on a date with Sean.
Yeah.
Do you ever enjoy yourself?
Never. No. Eric, no.
He's here to suffer, Eric.
Just checking.
You're telling me that you eat a body-warmed hot dog and you don't enjoy yourself?
Today.
What happened? Whoa,
where's your chair, Eric?
Cut to that shot. Brian, do not cut to that shot again.
Get back here.
Today, I was in the shower, and there is, for some reason, my kids refuse to use, we have two bathrooms, only one has a shower, so they refuse to use the other bathroom, only the one that you're in. So you're in the shower, they knock on the door, like, can I use the bathroom in here? It's like, fine, whatever, it's a curtain, I don't care. So always, I have this old house, so if you turn any faucet on at all, the water temperature gets like really cold. That's just like, you know, so if someone uses the kitchen, it's like, fuck, it's cold.
Yeah.
So Sawyer does this thing where she's like, okay, I'm going to use the sink in 3, 2, 1. And she turns it on and I always go, woo! Every time. She did it today and I went, woo! And she went, still doing that joke, huh? Like, my 7-year-old said that to me.
Wow. She's sick of your shit.
So no one enjoys me.
Dude, that's how I feel like now that we're 5 months into pandemic and I'm annoying my girlfriend so much more than average.
Yeah, because she can't escape you.
No. There's nowhere else to go. Sorry.
How old is your kid that it's like dunking on you in the bathroom?
7. Almost 8.
Cool.
Great. She takes after Jenny.
She takes after, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. But it is something to get like burned by a 7-year-old at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as it makes you laugh, though.
It did.
Then you're good.
It made me laugh. Yeah. It was good. Anyways,
is it
so
hard? Is it hard that it's just relentless?
What?
Like,
relentless.
I mean, you get it at work. Now you get it at home from a 7-year-old.
There's no escape.
No.
It's just all sides all the time.
Let me tell you, at work, it doesn't bother me because I don't respect anyone here. but at home, like Sawyer burned me, but I was more proud than anything. I was like,
that was good.
That was fucking awesome. And I'm proud of you for that. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, there are times where I go, I'm going to go in the garage. And I just go in my garage and put music on because I can't be around them because I'm sick of it. But no, for the most part, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm sick of it. Are you excited to send them back to school without a mask or what's going on?
Yeah, no mask. They're going to take a... Do you guys see that picture that kid took in Georgia of like the crowded hallway and then that kid got suspended?
Yeah.
Which is
crazy.
Yeah,
that kid rules.
And
that's
then
like a China law. We're just like, if you're putting out propaganda that makes us look bad, you're in trouble.
That school, just 9 cases were just tested in that school.
Yeah.
No.
Like yesterday. Can you believe it? Shocking.
Wow. Shocking. High school for us, it was girls couldn't wear spaghetti straps and there were all like these clothing rules for people. So you can't enforce a mask or what's up.
Yeah, no wallet chains and couldn't.
No shoulders.
I remember the no wallet chain thing.
You couldn't sag more than like 3 fingers or something like that.
That
I
was
forget
our
what
biggest
was.
Concern.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyways, this is what we're doing. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Hi. I have a quick story.
Oh, I love your story.
If you don't
stories.
Mind.
Yeah.
My sister does not watch the podcast and does not know how bad I freak out. I've been told a lot by people here that they're worried about me, which I do appreciate, because I have been going through a lot of stress, as we all have, but I'm not handling it very well. And my sister called me, and she's like, hey, are you at your work right now? And I was like, I'm on my way. I'll be right there. And she's like, okay, I'm going to come see you real quick, which is very weird. That's very uncharacteristic. And then my dad calls me, and he's like, hey, how's everything going? It's like, fine. He's like, okay, well, I'm just checking up on you. Are you doing okay? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is this? Then my sister shows up, and she says, I talked to you on the phone, and you sound terrible. So you don't have to do this. I've never done this. I just got this for you. And she gave me a bag of edibles. Of like peach gum. She's like, the peach flavor, you like peach, I got this for you.
Not CBD, you're getting the real thing.
No, it's the real thing.
Oh,
it's,
God.
It's the real thing.
Wait, your sister doesn't even...
She's never... She's like, I've never done this. I just...
But you need this.
I just feel like you need this.
Wow.
You sounded terrible.
You
awesome.
Sound terrible. And so... I have this bag of gummies now at my home, but I don't know what like to do with it, and I'm scared of it.
Dude,
to be
read
honest,
read the instructions
with.
On the back.
You're gonna sleep eat them.
Oh my God, Eric!
Oh, you're gonna no.
You're gonna
wake up.
Eat
and that thing's gonna be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that will be a problem.
You wake up in another dimension. Jesus, how much is in the
God,
whole bag?
Oh my God, this is gonna be
what's
cool.
100
milligrams?
I don't know. 100 milligrams of THC. Is that what is
worst
that? Is that right?
Scenario. All right.
Yeah. So it's like 10 gummies, 10 each.
Oh man.
How many Oreos do you eat in your sleep? Like just to equal it out.
I stopped buying Oreos, but I last night had 3 Rice Krispie treats.
Do you? Jesus Christ. I always forget. Do you remember it or?
I vaguely remember it, and then I all... This is so... Why are we talking about me this whole time? We should talk about other things like movies
and
shit.
No, that's okay.
You're the one who brought up the story!
You know what, though?
Eric, you're right, but what have I done to myself? I'm looking... I empty this certain trash can every night, because I want to... I always throw the wrapper in the same trash can, because I want evidence of what I did.
You want to see what you've eaten. Okay.
Yeah, so I want to, like... I go and look. I'm like, okay, nothing tonight. I guess I was good last night.
I was good, yeah.
But, yeah, last night was 3 wrappers.
I was good!
Good boy.
So I was a very good boy while I slept last night.
You're gonna start finding food in there that you didn't even own. It's gonna be like it's gonna be like an In-N-Out wrapper. It's like I don't live near an In-N-Out.
Dude, like, seriously, this is like people who take Lunesta. Yeah. And those, are you taking like Ambien? Or are you just listening to Eric the Midget calls every night? Like, what is putting you into this fucking trance?
I don't know. Nothing. I've always done this. I've always done this.
Yeah.
You're gonna eat all the gummies.
Now that's something. I even bought those crappy peach rice cakes, the unflavored kind.
Oh yeah, the circles.
And I put those right next to the Rice Krispie treats, thinking like, okay, maybe I'll like.
You're trying to trick yourself.
Yeah, trick like myself. A sleep trick.
This is
next. You're gonna have like a trap door by your bed, so you know.
This is so fucking funny. This is so legitimately the craziest thing I've ever heard. This is insane.
Maybe
you have like,
I will know.
This, you have like a medical brain issue. There's something wrong with you.
That's awesome.
But never fix it.
No,
never.
No.
I mean, you make me feel like I'm not alone.
Oh, well, you don't do this though, right?
No, but I got all kinds of other brain issues. I mean, for instance, I'm sitting here drinking.
Oh, yep.
Lovely sparkling.
I wasn't gonna bring it up on the podcast. I brought that drink Garrett is currently holding from home for the podcast, and we were testing out the green screen effect. So I sat in that chair, left my drink there. And then,
so I walk on set, and there's just like a full drink,
unopened
in my station. I'm like talking to people around. I'm just bullshitting around the set. Yeah, what do you guys think? All right, yeah, cool, da 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 da. All right, and then I must have set it down. And 5 minutes later, I'm staring at it. I'm like, who left their? It's like cold. This lemon seltzer is like fucking ice cold. Who left a full soda here?
And then
Rachel's here. She told me, she's like, you were talking to me and you opened that and took a sip.
You opened it.
I was like, no, but I didn't get that. I didn't. And Sean then told me, well, I didn't even.
But here's the thing is, oh, I'm like, God. I brought that from home. It's not a big deal. And then I left. And 5 minutes later, I guess Brian was recording that to do a test recording. And Garrett heard again that it was from my house. And he had to run to me and apologize that he drank my soda from home.
It was a delayed apology.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Kevin,
that you brought
I want
that
what do you do, Kevin? You're fucking weird. What
weird thing do I do?
Yeah, what's your thing?
Wow!
Look, you're back. Dude, that is freaking me out.
That looks so good.
Kevin, tell me what you do.
I can't think of, like, the first thing that came to my head is I love being stressed. I love scary things stressing me out, but that's about it.
I love how Kevin loves being stressed. Kevin, you would love to be me.
Yeah, you guys should, like, swap.
I look so tiny.
Kevin would be me and just be so fucking stoked.
Wife swap, guys. There was that show, they did that whole thing. TLC will film it.
Brian doing that on the fly was well done, Brian.
Yeah, that was great. Good job, Brian.
Oh,
that was
my awesome. Fucking stomach. Oh, shit.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, Brian, that shot was so fucking funny.
You look like you were the sod and you didn't give a fuck.
Kevin, when was the last time you were like really scared? Like really stressed?
Really? Like.
I'm can't even look at it.
Maximum stress.
Oh, I know exactly when I was truly actually fear and didn't enjoy it. This is a different kind of fear. My dad chopped the tip of his pinky off.
Oh.
And that was scary. No, just seeing it scared me. And so I basically, like, that was the last time I was probably scared. I don't really get stressed or scared very easily.
Did it grow back or did he go to the
hospital? It grew back like a star.
Yeah. How did he cut it off?
It's a little nugget. Dropped a big chunk of like they were building a workshop and they were all lifting this big steel thing and it got pinched in between this one spot. There were safety precautions. There was boards on the thing, so if you dropped it, you didn't like worry about like smashing your fingers and everything. And it hit the wrong with this spot. Like if its pinky was anywhere else, it would have been fine.
Oh.
But
at least it was only his pinky.
Yep, it was just the tip of his pinky.
I knew a guy, same thing, but it was his thumb. But really? Almost the same story, like dude. A large steel.
Yep, steel's plate. Dangerous stuff to work with. But yeah, that scared. It's fine, and he's all good. But
he cut off his whole thumb, Garrett.
I mean, like the guy I know has it at you know like your knuckle of your thumb.
Yeah,
it ends before there, so it's
my
it's
god,
like a half a thumb.
Yep.
No nail.
Oh,
but that was. So last time
I was there. I saw that.
You
happen.
Saw it happen,
Kevin. Yeah. Kevin, scary. You liked that?
No, I that's why I prefaced it with I didn't
it is
like
scary.
It. But that was the last time I was scared. I don't get scared easily because when I'm like scary, like I don't get stressed out very easily.
No,
but the type of stress you get from like bumps in the night or I'm alone in the dark and stuff like that, I enjoy. I've always enjoyed that feeling.
Since you're little?
Of the unknown, yeah. I think so. I've never remembered being, like, scared of the dark, really.
Dude, I remember as a kid having to take the trash cans out at night to the curb and, like, being cool about it until the second I let go of the can. And I would, like, light speed run to my house. I was so scared every time. I can't imagine being, like, a little kid, like, yeah, it's fine. No big deal.
Yeah, I was always scared. I'm still fucking scared of the dark. I don't know how you do it, Kevin.
Are you really, Garrett?
Yeah,
because it's the unknown. It's you don't know what's out there. And
I would
it's always nothing, but you never
know.
I would
stare
into the darkness. Hang on.
Yeah,
Garrett, you're scared of the dark. You have a coffin with a mannequin dressed as a cult thing. Your house is like a haunted house.
It is,
but it's not dark. There's like cool LED black light.
Yeah,
you know
that, Garrett. Your house at night is scary. It is.
That's funny.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
I just would. Okay, see, that's not truly scary. You know, I'm inside my living space, so I'm comfortable there.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like when I'm scared of the dark, it's like walking home, like I can't see down if it's like a dark road with trees or it's a rural area. That's always scary to me. Cities, there's city lights, there's street lamps, there's house lighting and stuff. And that never freaks me out. But it's like being in a rural area, which is kind of near my house, and being able to kind of like see about 20 feet in front of you, but then nothing past that, but trees and bushes and shit. And that's when you hear animals.
Yeah.
And then that's when my head goes, what was that snap? Oh, fuck, dude. Are there werewolves?
In New Mexico?
Yeah, werewolves.
And then it just started. They start spinning. So Johnny Frado told me there were werewolves in Mexico.
I've always loved, like, hey, drop me in a, like an abandoned house alone.
Oh, my God.
And I'll
be ghost
good.
Hunter shit.
I'll be good.
Oh, wow.
Like, dude, Kevin, on the way, like, if you drive here, from here to, like, Arizona.
Yeah.
There are so many abandoned shacks in the middle of, like.
I want to stop at them. I love seeing, like, on road trips and stuff, I have stopped at things like
you
that.
You have? And gone inside them?
Yep.
Oh, my.
Shit's awesome, right? It's all graffitied.
Yeah.
That's another scary element, too, because I remember exploring places that were abandoned with friends, and it would be all smashed up, vandalized, and graffitied like crazy.
Mm.
And there was that other element of, like, dude, are some, like, gang members going to fuck us up because we're in their like, is this their hangout?
Oh.
My little suburban ass didn't know how it fucking worked. Like, oh, my God, there's someone wrote on the wall.
I've always loved abandoned places and stuff like that. That's been my jam.
Yeah.
You would love Detroit.
Yeah, I know.
I've just seen documentaries. I don't know.
You fit right in.
You fit right in. Oh, fuck. You know, during this quarantine, I don't know if I told the story on the podcast or not, so stop me if I have, but I was cleaning this cupboard, and Sawyer ran in and was like, hey, mommy's hurt, and it's serious. And like her face is like white. And
oh
I ran
God.
Into the bedroom, and Jenny was like covered in blood. She was dusting like the windowsill above our bed and turned around into the fan.
Oh my God.
It hit her in the head and it was a fucking deep gash.
Yeah.
And like she looked at me, and it was just like and like carry. It was like blood. Like
when you cut your face, it is super viscous? Is that what the term?
There's so many blood vessels.
There's so much blood it bleeds like crazy from your face.
And I was so fucking scared, but like this is my situation here. Like, no one else is going to be doing
this.
You're
here to fix this.
Like, Sawyer and Lennon are in the closet hiding, crying. And so, like, I'm, like, taking Jenny into the... And, like, and trying to, like, help her. And, like, she's clearly concussed. Like it was like kind of cleaner. It was gnarly.
So she's also like unable to kind of fix herself because she's knocked out by this thing.
She wasn't knocked out, but it was like she's on the looping. Verge of like it was really bad scary. And scary.
Yeah.
Like I had to take her to the urgent care. Like it was like, yo, like this could be like it's like a serious problem.
Did she need stitches or anything?
They glued her.
That's easy.
But the doctor said she had like a pretty good concussion, so it was gnarly. But yeah, that stuff is so scary. Whenever like you see like, I don't know, fuck injuries.
Is she gonna have a cool scar?
Is she like different now? Is she like acting different around the house? Like she keeps like cleaning the same spots and like going like we have to let the dog out, but the dog's already outside and stuff.
Honey, you just said that 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
No, thankfully. No.
She's not like, Sean, is this your lemon?
Yeah, she drank my lemon sparkling water.
Open this and set it.
Who left this soda here?
Yeah, did you walk into a fan, Garrett? We figured it out.
No, I just played a lot of hockey.
Okay. Hey, let's talk video games for a second, that's cool. Them. I actually had a question. I got Skater XL.
I'm so proud of you, Sean.
Thank you. Wow.
You really had fun in just the, I don't know, 2 minutes you had the controller in your hand.
Yeah.
On our friend dimension.
Yeah.
And then you went out and you did something for yourself.
I did.
You were like, I'm buying this game. This was so fun.
I bought it and I really do. I love it. But I'm seeing all these mods and I think it's only the PC.
Yeah.
Which there's no way that will ever come to PS4, right?
No,
the mods? I don't know.
Not mods,
but like anything different.
Not mods where like you can make, like I know Frank's out there doing a ton of Skater XL stuff with Brian on Big Dogs and they like have fucking custom shirts and everything. Like could you imagine if we could have like Mega 64
shirts?
Yeah. But you know, we got it on PlayStation, so
I'm sure
that
there's like infinite levels.
There's internet soldiers out there that are probably making that stuff though.
Sure. But it makes me think like buying because of the modding community for this game, especially like buying it on PS4 and buying it on PC is not even comparable. It's like PC seems to be like infinitely better. You get the whole game, whereas like you get 5 levels on the PS4.
More is coming. I think there's more patches coming. There's multiplayer coming. I think more levels, more of the user created levels.
To
consoles. It's always going to be behind PC,
right? Because that's like instant.
Yeah.
But yeah, it blew me away some of the things I was seeing with this game on the PC version.
But are you having fun just playing?
Oh yeah, I'm loving it. Like it's super cool.
Apparently it is very boring to watch people play this game.
I've seen games like that.
Yeah.
Is that
cuz you look like a mindless idiot like resetting your load point to just do the same run over and over again and you crash 50 times until you figure it out and then you're like, "Okay, move on to another one." And then I've heard that it's not the funnest to watch.
Okay. So don't stream this game, as they're telling me.
I think there are people who would like watching you play that, but I'm with Garrett in that camp. I think it's fucking boring to watch. I think it's so boring to watch. Yeah,
I think
it's so fun
to play. But
there's like no arcadey fun to it. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to like nail this section.
It's a
like,
simulator.
Oh, that's rough.
So like, yeah, full-on simulator for the person playing, it's a blast. But I can see being like, wow, can I get a turn or fucking play something else?
I don't understand why games have taken such a simulation turn, especially sports games. I get some of it. It's you want it to be as close to the thing that you watch as possible. But what ends up happening is that it's not fun anymore. Madden's not fun.
Yeah.
MLB, the show, gets to the point where it's not fun. Now skateboarding isn't fun. It's just like, yeah, each thing is like your foot. It's like, if I wanted this much, like having to like be involved, I'll just fucking skateboard. But even still with like the simulation stuff, like, All these pro wrestling games are fucking boring now because they're all just hyper simulation.
Oh, really?
And none of it's fun. It looks incredible. The presentation is like off the charts phenomenal. Right. And it's not fun at all. And even still, like with stuff like Madden, where it goes to like this hyper realism of like, yeah, look at how good this looks. Look at this playbook. Look at these characters. Look at these models. Like this is all incredible simulation based. So it's just like football. if you ever watch like Madden esports stuff, it's guys going for it on 4th and 25. It's guys doing plays that they would never fucking do. It's like 6 minute quarters that are all hyper fucking speed. So even though you make it like a super simulation, people all of a sudden they're all undoing it to make it fun instead of fucking boring. It's boring.
Yeah,
video
that's really
games
telling.
Are boring. Ugh.
Yeah. I was thinking about MLB The Show, and I was thinking how many people spent how much money and how much time on making the crowd look good this year, and that wasn't necessary.
Could have done the cardboard cutout technique. Like, patch that in.
They should patch it so the crowd's gone. Yeah.
Throw out all that crunch we made our devs do.
Yeah, just put that cardboard cutout we had from back in 92 or whatever.
We'll start a microtransaction money-making scheme where you can upload your virtual cardboard cutout to the game software.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$5.95 on PlayStation.
You guys see the ad of the Weekend at Bernie's? Guy,
dude, that was great.
Kevin pointed that out. Yeah. What was it?
It was just Bernie Lomax dead in the stands. It was just great.
At a Dodgers game. Yeah, I wonder how much that is to pay. We could get like a Marcus.
Oh,
like standee behind home plate.
It depends. I think it's like a few hundred bucks because I know Mauricio and Rockin' Pins got the Brody Stevens thing, and I thought that was fucking awesome.
Me too.
Cool. There's a Padres thing, but I think it's just for like service member stuff, and they put them up in like the stands on like Sundays for
their Eric, I want to ask you about this, and forgive us everyone, we're talking about baseball for a second.
Oh, inside baseball.
But if you go to Petco Park on a Sunday day game, there is always a huge military presence there. It's like, hey, people at boot camp are going to the game today, and we gave them their seats. It's always the crappiest seats. It's like it's in the sun, furthest away, couldn't be shittier seats. Aww. But that's their, you know, I'm sure they're not doing boot camps. I'm sure they're stoked that they're there, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so to honor the troops today, they filled that section up with the troops. And my thought was, you couldn't even put them in the good seats for this? Like,
there's no one else down there.
Like, I don't want to be a dick, because it's cool that you did that, but, like, can't you just put them, by home plate?
No, because put them way up there. They would have to do it. No, because then when the season starts, they would have to do, like, next year when we all have a vaccine and we're watching baseball or whatever, like, they would have to put the service members third base side, second row or whatever, and those are seats that cost money and not trash seats in upper right field at the top deck, and they leave in the seventh inning.
I mean,
it sets precedent.
It was clearly a lot of work, and there were thousands of these things printed. Like, there was a lot of work and time put into this, and you saw it when they cut to that shot one time, but you never saw it any other time.
No,
those seats are for for Bernie Lomax and stuff.
Legitimately, Kevin, I'm not joking. There are straight up pictures of dogs.
That's the best.
But you saw that.
It's the best.
Bomb sniffing dogs or
no? I think what they did was
dogs.
They let the players pick whoever they wanted to be back there, and so some people don't have a family, so they just put their dog or whatever because they don't care.
Yep, I like it because then when the opposing pitcher starts getting rattled and throwing the ball and gets all fucked up, it's like, oh, that husky must have gotten his head. Like, he got fucked up by that schnauzer, dude.
Yeah, that shit's fucking cool. Fucked him up.
Really threw Raleigh fingers off his game.
Hey, ask your dad how I can get my cutout at the Padres thing. I got jerseys, I got hats. Let's figure it out. I want to get there.
Okay, that's our next mission. We'll have me and you be in the Padre game.
Oh, that'd be great.
Please. And I think a Marcus one would be good too. If we can get Marcus behind home plate, then we've nailed it.
Maybe they got like a
no puppet policy.
Boss
Fish, but whatever.
Boss Fish would be good too. Mm-hmm. I was almost I'm really trying to get it so I throw out the first pitch one day. That's like,
oh, dude.
You're laughing, Eric. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I know. Why are you laughing, Eric?
Because, I mean,
they have anyone throw out the first pitch. It doesn't matter. I don't care what game it is. Just let me throw out a first pitch eventually.
But what if you bob a
buoy? Well, you can't, because you'll never live it down and we'll make you cry. Like, we'll legitimately make you cry.
Eric, if I ever have this opportunity, I have it all planned out.
I'm going
to the mound. And I'm going to throw it as hard as I can. And if it's an airmail, they'll say, well, at least it was a 65 mile an hour shit show.
No, but, No, they won't.
No way, dude.
No, that's
going to
be a 43 mile an hour.
I'm going worse than Artie on you.
I'm going to throw it like it's, I'm going to pretend this is my one moment. I'm going to imagine this is a real thing. And I'm going to be a Padre and I'm going to throw a strike. So this is what I'm going to do one day.
Just a bit outside.
Dude, I'm going to throw the first pitch, and they're going to sign me to the team that game.
Shut up.
Like, I will be playing
Kevin,
on that game.
Yeah. I know you're thinking that's what my alternative motive is, and you're not all the way wrong.
Before you go up to throw the first pitch, like, break your arm in the parking lot like Angels in the Outfield and get, like, an advantage.
Have you seen that movie recently?
No.
That movie,
that kid sucks. Eric, did you like that movie? I watched it being like, oh, this sucks. This kid, I hate him.
Well, yeah, it's a shitty movie. But, like, the premise of the film is insane on its head.
Sure. Rookie of the Year is what we were talking about. Classic movie.
Yeah.
I think it's on Disney Plus.
Watch that again. That movie, Rookie of the Year, sucks.
Gary Busey's in it, and he's, like, a love interest.
Ew. So when his eyes were still straight.
For the kid's mom is supposed to be into Gary Busey. I'm supposed to believe that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But Angels in the Outfield, the whole premise of the movie is that the kid's dad leaves and he goes to, like, the orphanage. He's like, when are you coming back? And the kid's dad goes like, oh, when the Angels win the pennant.
Yep.
And so the whole movie is about getting the Angels to win the pennant so this kid's dad will come back.
Which, spoiler, he's not gonna.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
He isn't going, well, they won the pennant. I guess I got to go back for my kid.
I made a deal to my son, who I don't love.
Actually, talking about throwing out the first pitch, I was kind of in the process of that last year, trying to get Gus to throw out the first pitch at a Round Rock Express game. It's the AAA Astros affiliate.
Yeah.
And so kind of made inroads and kind of trying to get it, but I want to do a podcast. I want to do the Rooster Teeth podcast from Round Rock, like the Dell Diamond, the stadium.
Yeah.
It's just north of Austin. And then have I want Gus to throw out the first pitch so bad.
Okay, I also do. And then when he does, we'll then compare it to mine.
We'll see.
And we'll see whose was better.
Because, Sean, I know you can throw, like, we've all seen your Faircast performances.
Yeah.
You got, like, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
That is so generous. I think you may be off on that a little bit.
I think it's like 69.
Yeah, you're right. It's always 69, you horny devil.
I always say 69, and I usually get the hat, the prize,
But what if the pressure is on and you're just like Gary, you know, Delabate, you're just so freaked out and over-practiced and in your head?
I know myself, and I wouldn't be nervous at all. That
totally
doesn't sound like something that
Yeah. Sean wouldn't be stressed about this at all. It would be fine. See, he wouldn't be like, off Ojai and fuck it
I would be on the mound being, why the fuck did I do this to myself? Why am I here? Why did I petition for this?
All the kids watching.
But I would stand on the mound and throw it. I would just, I don't know if I'd try as hard as I could, but I definitely would throw it. Like, I would give it a shot.
What? And for those not in the know, you're saying stand from the mound because there's the option to stand like 20 feet in front of the mound.
They usually, I think they don't want you to stand on the mound.
They don't want to look too good. Yeah, if you're Regis or 50 Cent or whoever they're getting to throw out the first pitch, they want you to do it in an easy way.
Yeah,
they take it
like, because the mound is 60 feet and 6 inches away from home plate. And they usually have you stand about 30 feet, I would say.
You would try to convince them, like,
I wouldn't convince anyone. Once I'm Ken going, Caminetti. What are they going to do? Tackle me? Like, I'm not going to stand here. I'm actually going back there. I'm going to give it the old heave-ho, and then I'm going to throw it.
Garrett, I think that you should have a similar thing. Where if Sean's going to throw out the first pitch, I think that you should be the kid who says play ball before the game.
I'd love to be a bat boy.
Both are just as likely to happen.
Wait, doesn't the singer say play ball? Who sings?
No. They always have a little kid come out there. Usually in the age of like 6 to 7 range.
I can do like an impression.
And then they're always too close to the mic and it's, and we have Timothy going to say play ball.
Can we get a close up on Garrett here? Well, Sean, talk him in, and he's going to do his best impression.
Okay.
And now we have Garrett Hunter to do the ceremonial play ball. Take it away, Garrett.
Play ball.
Play ball.
I don't know. Is that
No, you're not going to win any auditions. We're not sending that in.
Get a real kid.
Whole stadium. 35,000 people. Yeah.
Get a real kid.
No. It's get off the field. Boo.
They're not going to be remembering me in another 10 seconds when Sean fucking beans the umpire in the nuts. I just want to be there to see it.
Yeah.
We gotta make this happen. We'll make it happen.
If we do it, if we make it happen, I think that will be an event. That will be, whoa. Yep.
Look at Ryan. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. He's on wow. It's a night game.
God, he's working so fast up there.
Dude.
But I think that will be an event. We'll do a live stream from the thing, and everyone will see it happen. Now, and they'll all go, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of Sean.
We've seen your kata before, but can we see your wind-up and pitch? I mean,
you want to see my wind-up? Okay.
Yeah, are you doing underhand softball kind of
no,
tricks?
No, 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 no. No, here. What I do, I don't know if you'll see the whole picture.
Yeah, get there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just like, kneel. Yeah.
Okay, so it's like this. Okay.
There you go.
It's like this.
Uh-huh.
And then irregular. I'm going to put back like this.
Size them up.
And then.
Nice.
69.
Padres.
Get at him.
Hit me up. I'm at available. I'll even do it this year, although it doesn't seem like it's the best year to do it because I don't think anyone... Are they even doing that? I don't know. But I'll do it.
No, why would they do that? They're not. No one goes to the stadium except for cutouts of dogs.
But maybe this is my best chance to get this done. Because they're like, let this idiot do it. Who cares? No one's going to see it anyways.
If it happens, can we commemorate? I know that you guys did those 64-hour special shirts of everyone being a kid and having their face, you know, blacked out and everything. Very cool.
Yeah.
Can we get a shirt of you, whether you do good or bad? I mean, it would be like, we're proud of you over your eyes, or like, loser, Baba Booey'd it.
Yeah.
Why did you throw it so hard?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
Yes.
Either way, we're making a shirt.
69, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
69, nice.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And Eric, thank you.
We love those 64-hour shirts.
What's that? Yeah, thank you. What a segue.
Thank you,
we
Eric.
We got a real professional here from a real company who can segue the shit out of things. We are Mega 64, and if you want to see some cool shit and you want to wear some cool shit, go to shop.mega64.com. Check it out. We designed a brand new website. It looks slick. It looks sick, and you can be awesome wearing our shit. We also do a thing called the 64-hour special. We love to show off new shirts. This week, we're very excited. We have our unbelievable Peach Horn shirt.
Oh, wow.
You can get now your favorite DC show
it's
coming soon
CG.
To the CW and the DC universe. We had a big panel for that, and you can now get your very own unbelievable Peach Horn shirt in before the first episode airs, and we just couldn't be happier. We have exclusivity on that. I know Rooster Teeth sell some DC stuff, but they don't sell Peach Horn stuff yet.
Peach Horn
is going to be premiering on the CW. Really incredible stuff. But as you know, everything on the CW will end up on HBO Max. So you can go to HBOMax.com and sign up right now. Get a HBO Max sign up and go check out all the amazing content
Go to HBO Max and check out the Turner Classic Movies section on there.
Yeah.
Did you have Casablanca? Haven't seen it, but it's there.
I watched 400 Blows. It's phenomenal. It's still a great movie, and it's there.
400 Blows? What's that?
It's a French film about a child who does not conform to society, and he's having a tough go of it. And it's a bad translation. I don't think it's supposed to be 400 Blows. It's supposed to be like hell, like Raisin Hell, Hellraiser kind of thing.
I've only seen the porn parody.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
What's that one about?
I'll tell you after.
Support us on Patreon. That way, if we get enough money, maybe the Padres will be like, yo, this guy can throw a pitch. So check out patreon.com/mega64. Support us on there. I think we just released, or we're going to release, our movie club where we talked Fast and Furious. Or I should say, sorry, The Fast and Furious.
But
that's apparently a different fucking movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two completely different movies, Sean.
Two different movies. See what we thought of that movie. I had some things to say, so
it's no 400 blows.
It's no 400 blows.
I subscribe to the Patreon. I go and watch the content you guys put up. I like it a lot. It's really great. And I like the different tiers that you guys have. I have the middle tier because I don't need like the cool stuff that you guys send out. That's for people who are like, you know,
but
I'm medium about it, and that's okay because I want to see your content and support you guys. My favorite stuff that you guys have on there is being able to rewatch like version one because tough.
Isn't it? God damn, that is rough stuff. But you know what?
Being in the internet, you can watch the behind the scenes from version one.
That's great.
Yep. It is. It's been a trip seeing people because a lot of people hadn't seen those, and now it's the first time they've been available online, and it's been interesting to see people's reaction to it. But I mean, we filmed that 17 years ago, so I, you know.
Yeah, before I was in anything. Kevin, are you in any version 1 stuff?
I don't think, not version 1, no.
We both came in version 2.
Yeah, version 2 I'm a part of, but not version 1.
I'm trying to think of the first time. I remember Kevin being at E3 1975.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the first thing I was ever in was
it was his birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
But what was the first thing you were in, Kevin?
I think it was one of the Splinter Cells. I just happened to be at that like store when you guys were filming that. I just ran into you guys. And I'm in the beginning of the video because
Wait,
of that.
Really?
Yeah.
What store was it? I guess you can't, no locations. I guess you can't say.
I didn't know if you wanted to say. But it was right in front, and it was the like setting up the death box in front of the store. And and I just, like, I'm on my phone just, like, at the very beginning, just, like, kind of walking out of the shot. And that was the first time I've seen.
What?
And they didn't recognize you then.
No, they did. They did, at the beginning, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
How fun.
Well, anyways, check out our Patreon and check out that stuff. And thank you very much.
Do you still have the death box?
Oh, we have the death box.
Yeah, we got it.
That's never going anywhere.
Don't worry. Yeah, I think Brian, do you know? I don't know. I was going to have you get it, but then why would I do that
to us? It might be up in the prop room. If you're not in the know, it's like the original Mega 64 prop was bought at a thrift store. It's some type of like electrical.
It's like a
timer.
It's like an alarm thing that like senses sound or something. I don't know. But didn't somebody plug it in at the thrift store? Like going, what is this?
Yeah, we plugged it in at the thrift store and we're like, what does it do? And then it went.
It lets out
125 decibels.
Yeah, it lets out the worst sound.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And we don't really know how to get it to trigger, so we always like.
Yeah.
Clap at it. Clap. So if there's ever behind the scenes footage,
it's always like, are we gonna? I used it once on Sean during Shawname.
Yeah.
And you can't like I set it up beforehand and just didn't plug it in. So I plugged it in. I'm like, I don't know what's gonna set this off. I can't clap. I can't. I'm not even in the same room.
Wait till he gets loud.
And so something set it off then. But you like we still don't know exactly what sets it off other than maybe clapping.
Did it scare you, Sean?
Yeah, of course. Kevin loves to scare the shit out of me.
I love it. Pranks like that are my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin's a master at scaring people, and it sucks because you'll never get him back. Like, that's a terrible
it.
Kevin.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. So that's any other game. We talked about games forever ago, but I feel like
Well, have you guys played Fall Guys yet?
It last night. It was a lot of fun.
Kept seeing stuff about this.
What is that?
It's like I guess you can call it like a battle royale, but it's sort of like real dumbed down and you're not like getting inside of circles and shooting people. It's just like real goofy, real fun stuff.
It's real cartoony, right?
Do you remember the show MXC or most like Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah.
It's a game of that. Yep.
With like physics-based kind of like obstacles.
One of them is running through doors. Some of them work, some of them don't. And everybody has to, and you get eliminated if you don't make it.
Ooh.
It's
all
like,
systems?
It's like that, but, Gang Beasts. It feels like Gang Beasts, kind of, and
very
looks
wonky,
sort of
kinda,
like goofy, cartoony, like that. But it's like that most extreme elimination shit.
Oh, and it's free, you said, Brian?
Free.
It's free on PS4 Plus.
I'll get that tonight.
Oh hell yeah,
that fucker.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Well,
I hear
good
things. I haven't played it yet. I just downloaded it, but then I never beat that game Control that came out last year.
Oh yeah,
I got halfway through it. It was a game that me and Andrew Douglas were playing. And then we just put it down and kind of like never came back to it. And then I got scared because I couldn't remember where I left off or what was happening in the game. And I went, oh no. And so I haven't played it in like 8 months. And so
just watch a 5-minute YouTube.
I got scared.
Don't be scared.
Is it a scary game?
No, it's just a fun game.
Oh.
It's crazy. Okay. The combat's really good, and it's weird. I figured it out. It's like a whole game where all of like the weird sciencey shit and everything that you're kind of figuring out and going through, it's all Dharma Initiative type shit inside of this game, where it's like this weird research thing has been happening for so long, and you're just sort of like now a part of it, and this big thing has gone wrong or whatever. But I started a new game yesterday, and now I'm back to where I was when I played originally.
Oh, so you just restarted.
Like, I've done that before where I haven't played a game in months, and I'm like, I'm just going to start it again.
Yep.
I can never do that. So. I can never bring myself to do it. I'll spend an hour running around in circles relearning the map, or I'll, like I said, go to like YouTube.
And watch YouTube to catch yourself up.
Yeah, catch myself up to what I did and then go, oh, yeah, that's where I am. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just been playing a lot of...
I'm sick of being scared.
Is it a longer game, Eric, or what?
No. I think it's only like 8 or 10 hours.
Okay.
It's by the people. I think somebody in the chat said it. It's by the people who made Alan Wake.
So
if that means anything to you, I don't know. Alan Wake was fucking boring to me. I just thought
It sounds cool though. Like the Dharma thing sold me. So that sounds
There's a lot of that in this game.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. You know, after we watched Lost with the kids, we really were looking for a new show, and we started watching Alias. And maybe I said that before. Alias sucks. That show is terrible.
Come on, man.
Why did
I think they're super into it. And so now I have to watch 6 seasons of this show that I don't like.
You can't appreciate that it was produced and shot in San Diego, California?
No, it wasn't.
A bunch of Alias was at Stu Segal Studios.
Alias? Are you thinking of Veronica Mars?
I think I'm thinking of Alias, but you guys seem to be on another one.
I don't know.
So. You Let's guys both said Veronica Mars at the same time, so okay, I'm probably wrong on that.
No.
You're probably right, Garrett. We're going to look it up.
Look it up.
We're going to look it up for you,
buddy. People keep saying that I should watch Fringe. I don't know. Fringe is actually good after the first season. Well, Eric the actor is in Fringe, so that's a selling point.
Oh, yeah. You got to get to his episode.
Oh. No? That show looked bad to me.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I don't know.
But I watch a lot of bad shows.
Like what?
The 100. Been watching.
Oh, you
lot
do watch that.
The 100.
Oh
yeah.
No!
But
why?
It's kind of cool because like two of the main characters seem to be Mega 64 fans in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came to the booth.
One definitely is. RTX, a blonde girl is a fan. Yep.
Yeah, which Clark is the character who's like the lead in the show. We're like 99% sure she bought a shirt like when season one of that show was first getting aired. Yeah. She came by the booth at Comic-Con and bought a shirt. And then the guy who's the male lead, a character named Bellamy, has these like runway photos of him wearing our Charm sweatshirt.
Oh, what?
Like like red carpet, like wearing the Charm.
He wore a Charm?
Cool.
What's that?
He wore the Charm sweatshirt to that?
Yeah. It was one of Mariel's designs. It might have been a different sweatshirt.
God,
but it was
so cool.
So I'm supporting the 100.
Okay.
Stevie B and I really like talking about it.
Okay.
If you want to support something else that likes Mega 64, check out, I think it's called Close Enough. It's the guy who made Regular Show, J.G. Punzel.
Oh,
yeah. He has a new cartoon. It's on HBO Max. It's called Close Enough. And he came to the booth 1 year at Comic-Con, and he wanted to buy a shirt, but I just gave him one.
Yeah,
so,
I remember that.
That's right. Because
you recognize him as the guy that makes Regular Show.
The voice, and I couldn't think of anything about it. And I'm like, you're the bird.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're the bird.
You're the bird.
Sorry, man. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Brian, show me the picture. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
There you have it.
God.
Damn.
We are
what
so.
What a world.
God, we're so cool. Yeah. We're so cool.
Come so far, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and thank you again for everyone for watching. Kevin, what have you been playing?
I didn't realize I was doing this, but I have played nothing but Naughty Dog games for the last like 4 months.
Wow. Really?
I don't know why. I played Last of Us to get ready for Last of Us 2.
Oh, yeah.
Beat Last of Us 2 and then ended up playing the Crash Bandicoot Remaster Collection. Played that, like, got through most of that, except the first one's hard as fuck. And then I went, you know what? I'm in the mood to play on the Uncharted games. So now I'm on Uncharted 4.
Oh, my God.
I've been playing them on Explorer difficulty, which is basically the easier than easy.
That's
it. So I just want the story, and it's still fun to play. And but the fights are over really quick. So I've just been playing through that. So now I'm on Uncharted 4. And so I'm ready to play something that's not Uncharted. I mean, Naughty Dog next time. Which I think
play
I'm gonna start
a Square
Yakuza.
Game.
What?
Play a Squaresoft game.
I should. I played the remake of Final Fantasy VII before any of that.
You finished that, right?
Yep.
That's what I've been playing.
Yeah.
But very small increments. Whoa!
Come back!
Whoa! Eric!
What are we playing with over here?
Oh my God!
Fuck.
Eric's apparently playing pocket billiards here.
Dude, I had to.
What have you been playing, Sean?
Protect myself.
Hey, those. I always talk shit on those Yakuza games because I hated them. Brian and Ray Narvaez talked me into trying it again. With Yakuza 6, because it was like $9.
Oh, yeah, you borrowed my Yakuza 0 and gave it back to me.
Yeah, I fucking hated it.
No thanks.
Horseshit, I fucking hated it. Yakuza 6, oh my God. I played through that whole fucking game. That game ruled. Holy shit.
Okay, cool.
And now I'm playing Kiwami 2, so I guess it's the second one remake or whatever.
Yeah, with the same engine.
It's fucking awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so cool. I think what a great game. Yakuza is fun. Yeah.
You're sold. You're making Jake Innes and Martin from Gaming Cult so happy now.
Yeah. I thought those games sucked, but Ray said the same thing. He's like, I played like 2 hours of one and I hated it. And somebody told me to try this other one and I loved it. And now he's like playing through all of them. And so I went, all right, I'll give it a try. And I did it. And it's like, oh, I'm so fucking into those games.
Cool.
They're
That's
so
crazy.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, I was going to ask you, not about video games, but you are in Texas, and I want to know, what is it like out there right now? Are there masks? Like, is that like a thing that people aren't doing? Because out here, it's like everyone has a mask. But I've heard different stories from out there.
It's hot.
Okay.
And that sucks.
Mm. Yeah.
But I would say for the most part, people are wearing masks. However, this is Austin and not Dallas,
right.
Waco,
sure.
San Antonio. It's not like any like these other cities. It's a little bit more left-leaning. That being said, it's still Texas, so it's pretty fucking stupid.
Right.
Austin is a really cool city if you've never been to a coast before. Like, if you think that going to, like, Florabama is like a vacation, Austin, Texas is like a crazy new world to you.
That you know, I kind of got that vibe. Weird. It's like they have that river, but the city itself is pretty small.
It's small as fuck.
It's like
it's so racially segregated. It's insane. It is. I mean, coming from Southern California, just never thought about it or anything before,
right?
But then I moved out here and it's like, oh, you don't go to that part of town.
Oh,
what?
Real.
It's like, oh, it's like, and then you go there and you're like, oh, everyone that lives here is black. And that's what people fucking say still.
That's the common Austin verbiage. Oh, you don't go to there.
It's like, it's pretty fucking wack.
Yikes.
It sucks. It fucking
you know what
sucks.
You should do
for It's the South. It's the South. I
Eric,
live in the
you
South.
Should come back here.
Yeah, San Diego's
I just flew here.
Yeah, but you should stay.
Let's just chill. We got like a chill vibe. Everyone's been getting along.
I mean, at this point, you could do your job, whatever the fuck you happen to be doing, anywhere. So,
Rooster Teeth's
not meeting up, are they? In person?
Well, it's not like... Not right now, but we still have a studio that could be operational at any moment or whatever. So, it could be. And there are still, like, I do a podcast called Face Jam that it's me, Michael Jones, Jordan Swears, and Nick, our audio engineer. and we go eat fast food and then, you know, these like limited time things and then review it. And what we like, we can't get together. So what we do is we'll get the food and then we'll meet in a parking lot and park like facing each other.
That's awesome.
And then do the podcast that way. Yeah. It's fun. And that adds a lot to it, but like, as much as I want to be back in San Diego, I really like working for Rooster Teeth a lot. It's cool to be at a place where I feel like I'm like enacting something. Like this audio podcast push has been something that I've been like really working hard on and everything. Mm-hmm. And now we have stuff like Red Web, which is new show from Achievement Hunter that is like deep diving on weird internet conspiracies. And it's like a top five Spotify podcast.
That's cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Because
I know Gus has one all about his big
Black Box Down.
Yeah.
Black Box Down is like one of the coolest shows that we make because it's just Gus getting to talk about, hey, here's what happened with this plane crash. And he fucking loves doing it.
I cannot think of a podcast I would hate more than that. That is like, I saw the premise. I was like, oh, fuck.
He's always been obsessed with that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
Sean, there's That's one cool. called the Gimli Glider that is one where, like, nobody dies and everything ends up okay, but it's the one that made me go, oh, we're so fucked with planes.
Uh-huh.
The reason that it had to glide is because it ran out of fuel, and the reason it ran out of fuel is because they converted from Imperial to metric, but didn't do the conversion right or didn't know that they were converting. So it was the wrong amount of fuel. So they just ran out of gas.
Oh my God.
Oops.
Yeah. No, fuck that. Insane. I mean, cool. Cool for them.
You wouldn't listen to that on a flight?
Oh my God. That's like, would you do that? That's a scary thing.
I would for sure listen to that on a flight.
Now, Kevin, when we were flying to...
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. When we were flying to Atlanta and to do the live tour, and I swear to God, we dropped 1,000 feet.
Yep.
And the guy's head hit the ceiling of the airplane.
Yeah, like in the Lost fucking intro.
People were covered in beverages and praying. Were you happy? Did you like that?
I was not happy, but I was chill. It was initial like, Oh fuck, okay. And I was good. I have this ability. I can get de-stress in a split second.
What the?
Like I can be stressed out about something or like, this thing happened to a con or this didn't show up or that and then if it gets resolved or it can't be resolved or something like that, I have this, I can switch it off.
He doesn't sweat the small stuff.
I can get de-stressed in a heartbeat.
Wow. That's like a superpower.
Yeah. I can be like stressed out about something and then be fine. Like as if nothing happened.
What?
Is there a
physical release? Do you do like the deep breath and let it out?
No, I just think mentally it's just like, okay, that doesn't matter anymore.
You don't count to 10. There's like, you know.
Yeah.
Techniques, no. Nothing like that. Wow.
10 is too many seconds. I don't need that much.
Oh,
time.
Shit. He's out here counting two. And he's over it.
That's too fucking long.
Yeah.
I know.
He doesn't have time for 10 seconds.
Let's get more efficient.
I'm not stressed
I'll be asleep.
Now.
I'll be asleep by 10 seconds.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I'm, Kevin and I are stressed about the same thing for that first second. And then the second, he's not, and I'm mad at Kevin.
See that's the thing is, like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you agree with that?
My
I hear
my
some
wife
agreement
too, where we'll be stressed about the same thing, and then it will get resolved, and I will not be stressed anymore.
Yeah.
But Rachel will still, and I can't help it. It's not like I can't stay stressed. So it's
you gotta have fakes. You gotta stay.
I gotta fake stress
for empathy.
Something. But like. say Sean, we're both working a con and something doesn't show up or something,
okay,
and then it
that.
Shows up. I'm good, and I think Sean, you're like stressed out still. Like the rest of the day, you're stressed
can't
out. About
shake
it.
That bad. Like,
can't shake it.
Yeah,
those edibles will help you shake it.
Yeah,
I think that's why I've never like smoked weed because I feel like if
you
I got
it.
More. Oh fuck!
The death box finally went off.
See,
how long ago did you plug that in, Brian?
A while.
20 minutes ago. No.
Turn it off.
No.
Is this mic off? I guess it doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be.
Yeah, you could hear it through ours.
God, why does that exist?
I don't know. I don't know what it's used for.
You.
All it says on the box. All it says on the box is Super Sentry, and then you have a dial for
duration, I think.
Delay and range, and if you turn them all the way down.
Super Sentry. Oh, like a sentry, like yeah. Like a lookout.
So yeah. So I guess what it is if somebody walks close, it does. Hold on.
Kicks on.
Oh, so they walk close to it. No.
We always sentry and the delay. It might be audio.
Because like now it's on. I flipped it on. It's literally the exact yeah. same thing.
I don't know what causes it.
Off. Clap at it.
I don't know what it is.
I mean, we've owned this thing for fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
And we don't know what it is.
It's a Super Sentry.
Wow.
I said weed. And
it went off. Yeah, when you mentioned no. weed.
Dude, no, I've said this before that I think I've never smoked weed because I feel like if I was any more relaxed, I'd be dead. So I've just never felt the need.
Dude.
What were you going to say, Sean? Sorry.
No, I was going to say that, Kevin, you're what I aspire to be. I don't think I'll ever be. I mean, I think we are polar opposites.
We are. In that regard, yes.
Just look how like you're sitting and how I'm sitting. I'm like, this is just how I am.
Yeah.
And I'm just like a bunch of like, I'm as tight as possible.
Keep tapping your foot.
I keep tapping. And Kevin's just like,
what up?
Whatever.
G?
This is me. My heart's racing from that fucking box. Yours, I'm sure, is not.
I love that box.
He's
I
over.
Absolutely
it.
Love that box. Dude, I want to fall asleep to that box.
Wake me up at the start. Jenny hates waking me up because I'm always. You've seen it.
I hate being in a room with you waking up.
Oh, come on.
No, not necessarily. But if I need to do something or wake Sean up for some reason, Sean, can I say how you wake up?
Go ahead.
This is every time Sean needs to wake up at like a con or stay in a hotel.
Like you were drowning.
Like there's no like.
That is true.
It is like. Because I know it's gonna happen, and if I like, hey Sean.
It's okay. I made you some tea.
I know.
I don't know.
Turn the lights on.
Dimly. I don't know.
He's startled right away.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I don't want to wake you up because I know that's how you're going to react. And you're asleep and it's nice to be asleep.
Yeah.
Kevin, I think you sleep pretty normal. I don't know. I feel I do too.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Eric,
me too.
I sure am glad I haven't had to sleep in a room with you in a long
now,
time.
Now, I will tell you, I'm not going to spoil our live show, but there is a moment in our live show where we're all we're tripping out a little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we all just yell things that Eric has said in his sleep during that part.
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's like, what's he going to say tonight?
Yeah.
My parents don't like me. I get it, though.
You just talk in your sleep, and it's so avant-garde that it's chilling.
Infinity has a beginning and an end.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad when we lived together, I never, like, heard that through my walls. Like,
yeah.
Eric's alone, but he's having a conversation in his room at 3 a.m.
Bullshit. I've never heard myself talk.
If Eric ever had one of those shirts with the black dot eyes, it should have been, my parents are like me. I get it, though. I'd wear the shit out of that shirt. Anyways, everyone, I think that is let's wrapping up. I think we did a good show.
Yeah.
I think we nailed it. This is probably the best podcast we've ever released, and I want to thank Rockwell and Jack for not being here so we can experience it this way. Stay tuned for the after show, and thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you.
Eric, I want you to take us out since, you know, you're the special guest this week, so go ahead. Whatever you want to say, go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching us tonight on the Mega 64 podcast. I want you to put your hands on your screens right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands on your screens right now. I want you to feel the power of the Mega 64 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to feel the power. Say, I feel the power. Say it with me.
I feel the power.
I feel the power.
the power. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the power of the Mega 64 podcast every night, every day at twitch.tv/Mega64podcast. You know that we're here. You know that we're streaming, and you know we feel the power. Say with me, I feel the power.
I feel the power.
I feel the power. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mega 64 is giving you the power. That's right. Every day, every night at youtube.com/Mega64. They feel the power. Ladies and gentlemen, say it with me. I feel the power.
I feel the power.
Incredible.
I feel the power.
That's incredible. We are feeling it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fight that feeling. Let it feel you, ladies and gentlemen, as it breaks through you, as it crests through you, as it breaks you into another dimension, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for having us into your living room, into your family room, into your den tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Patreon.com/Mega64, twitch.tv/Mega64podcast, youtube.com/Mega64, ladies and gentlemen. I feel the power, and I want to thank you, and I want you all to have a good night.